Welcome to Storytime. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today.
Susie whined as she pointed to the new shoes in the store window.
"But all the other girls have them. Why can't I?"
Her mother sighed as she watched Susie's face turn into an ugly pout. Have you ever pouted because you wanted something you couldn't have? The Bible tells us about a rich king who had everything a king could possibly want. But he wanted more. King Ahab wore a beautiful crown, had expensive clothes, the best of horses and chariots, servants to care for him, lots of land, a beautiful palace, everything he could want to eat. But King Ahab's wicked heart was always wanting more. He had been looking over a piece of land right next to his palace grounds, and the more he looked, the more he wanted it. Did King Ahab have lots of land? Yes, but he would not be satisfied. He thought he could not be happy until he had this particular piece of land, which belonged to Naboth, the Jezreelite. As our story begins today, King Ahab is gone to ask Naboth about his land. "Give me your vineyard that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it's near to my house, and I'll give you a better vineyard for it. Or if you'd rather, I'll buy the land from you." This sounds like a pretty good bargain, don't you think? You could trade your piece of land for a better piece. Or the king, who has lots of money, will pay you the price you ask. You may be surprised to hear Naboth's quick answer.
"The Lord forbid that I should give the inheritance of my fathers to you."
Naboth knew God had a law forbidding him to sell his land to someone from outside his family tribe. Numbers 36:7 says that the inheritance of the people of Israel shall not remove from tribe to tribe, for every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of his fathers. Simply stated, the Jewish people were not to sell their land to someone from outside their family tribe. So even to King Ahab, Naboth had to say no. You can imagine how angry King Ahab was when he didn't get what he wanted. The Bible says that when he went back to his house, he went to bed, turned his face to the wall, and refused to eat. This big adult king was pouting. Have you ever pouted because you wanted something you couldn't have? Wanting what belongs to others is called coveting. Instead of being satisfied with the things God has given you, you want what others have and feel you can't be happy until you get those things. Coveting is a sin, and it's the very opposite of another C word, being content or satisfied. The last of the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 says, "You shall not covet." Our Bible verse for today tells us what God wants us to do. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Be content with such things as you have." If you're a child of God, be satisfied and thankful for what God's given you. You belong to God, and when you have a need, all you have to do is ask your Heavenly Father, who promises to supply all your need. But coveting what others have is displeasing to God, and it will make you a pouting, selfish person. Even though King Ahab had so much stuff, here we find him pouting and selfish because he couldn't have Naboth's land. When wicked Queen Jezebel heard that her husband was upset and refused to eat, she came running to find out why. "What has made you so sad that you're not eating?"
"Because I wanted to trade or buy Naboth's vineyard, and he says no."
Boys and girls, is the king acting like a spoiled child? Yes, he is. But his wicked wife was even worse.
"Aren't you the king in Israel?" she said. "Get up, eat, and be happy. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite." Then Jezebel went quickly to work with her evil plan. She wrote letters to the town rulers in the name of the king, and even sealed them with his special seal. In the letters, Jezebel commanded the rulers to call a special assembly of all the people in Jezreel. At this assembly, they were to especially honor Naboth. Then Jezebel instructed that two men should come up and start falsely accusing Naboth of saying wicked things about God and the king. The rulers were supposed to pretend that they believe the two witnesses. Then they were to take Naboth outside the city and stone him to death. Jezebel commanded it, and the rulers deliberately carried out her plan. They murdered innocent Naboth. Soon the news came back to Jezebel. Naboth is dead.
"It isn't fair. You and I want to shout that, don't we? An innocent man killed by selfish, covetous, lying people."
Does this remind you of how our Lord Jesus died? He was the perfect Son of God, and even as a child, he never once sinned. The Bible says he went about doing good, yet evil men full of hatred and jealousy lied about the Lord Jesus, had him beaten and spit on, then nailed to a cross made of wood. Naboth had no power to stop those who murdered him, but the Lord Jesus, as God, had the power to stop his murder. Why didn't he? Why didn't Jesus call his mighty angels to come and help him? Because Jesus knew that the world needed a Savior from sin. You and I are part of that world. Jesus knew he must die to pay for our sin before he could be our Savior from sin. Acts 4:10-12 says this, "Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, is become the head. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." When we break God's laws, he calls that sin. And he says that everlasting death is what every person deserves for sin. But God our Creator loves us, and he sent his Son to save us from what we deserve. God allowed an innocent person to suffer for we who were guilty. Naboth reminds us of Jesus in that he was innocent, yet wicked men killed him. Did God see all that happened that day? Oh, yes, boys and girls. For the Bible says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, every place, beholding the evil and the good." Proverbs 15:3. When Jezebel heard the news, "Naboth is dead," she could hardly wait to tell her husband, "Now go claim the vineyard that Naboth refused to let you have, for Naboth is dead." There were no questions asked, as King Ahab immediately jumped out of bed to go claim Naboth's vineyard. But someone else was also on their way to Naboth's vineyard. 1 Kings 21:17 says, "And the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, 'Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel. He is in the vineyard of Naboth, about to claim it as his own.'" God had a dreadful message for Ahab, and Elijah must deliver it. Perhaps King Ahab was walking over the grounds of that lovely vineyard thinking, "It's mine, it's all mine," when suddenly he saw that old prophet Elijah coming. "Oh, "Have you found me, O my enemy?" Ahab cried out. "I have found you," Elijah said. Then Elijah delivered God's dreadful message, that Ahab would have to die, his children would all be killed, as well as wicked Jezebel. Do you think Ahab is going to enjoy that vineyard now? Oh, yes, he had what his wicked heart had coveted. He had it. But what a price he was going to pay. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, watch out for coveting. When you recognize that you're wanting what belongs to someone else, do these three things. Number one, name that sin. Why do I want that bike or those clothes? That's coveting. And then say your Bible verse for today. Hebrews 13:5. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God for the things you already have. And then number three, show kindness to the person who has the things you want. Don't resent them or be jealous because they have the things you don't have. Coveting, if it's not stopped, leads to jealousy, resentment, lying, even stealing, and sometimes even murder. If you know the Lord Jesus, watch out for coveting. Ahab's entire family would suffer for his coveting. Ahab returned home very grieved that day. The Bible tells us he tore his clothes and fasted. That means he went without food and wore scratchy sackcloth. Those were all things people did in Bible days to show they were sorry for their sin and deeply upset. God saw Ahab's humility and told Elijah that because of Ahab's humility, God would delay the punishment, but eventually it came, just as Elijah had said. If you know the Lord Jesus, watch out for coveting. If you refuse to be content with what you have, coveting will lead you to do other terrible things. A coveting person is never happy or satisfied, even when they get what they thought they wanted. Happiness and contentment come from knowing the Lord Jesus and thanking him for what you already have. When you realize you're coveting things others have, and you know you're God's child, remember those three steps. Number one, name the sin. Why am I wanting Susie's nice house or Johnny's first place award? That's coveting. And then say Hebrews 13:5 and thank God for the things you have. Then number three, show kindness to the person who has the things you want. Saying or doing something kind for them will help you get over your jealousy or resentment toward them. Do you know the Lord Jesus, who promises he will never leave you and promises he will supply all your needs? If you don't, go right now to How to Be a Child of God and see how you can know him. He's the only one who can save you from sin, and the only one who can bring true, lasting contentment to your heart.
That's all for story time today, boys and girls. But don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.